All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, September 24th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 10-game MLB main slate ready to get started in about a couple hours here. So good luck to all of you on that slate. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. And as a reminder, we do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern. Do have a full slate of people to get caught up with from people that came in yesterday, signed up earlier today. So that should be a good show as well. But let's get SaberSim pulled up. Let's start answering some questions. First question, can you possibly explain what exactly happens when you change rank by in the autofill tab for your contest? Should I be changing that setting for the entry size of the specific contest? Thanks to the SaberSim team for all the hard work. For sure. So let's go back to something I have entries for. I think I had owner's box here. So we're just using this as like a demo slate. Okay, so let's say I go to autofill. So the user that asked this question was using SaberScore. So let's reset these. So when you change rank by, what this is going to do is have an effect on how the lineups are ordered. So this is the same as going to direct fill, right? So say I'm in direct fill, and then I come into the sorting methods. And what if I use SaberScore 1K, 100 to 1K entries, right? How does this affect my lineup? And we could just do a small snapshot, right? So highest exposed players, Jordan Mason, Geno Smith, Zach Charbonnet, Jackson Smith, and Jigba. Okay. Well, what if I use SaberScore 50K plus entries, right? How does that change? And now Charbonnet goes to 100, Jordan Mason comes down a little bit, Smith and Jigba goes up a little bit, and all these players kind of move around, right? What that's telling you is like, hey, the lineups in the top 16 changed based on the SaberScore sorting metric we were using, right? So the same goes for autofill. So if I'm using rank by for SaberScore, what we're doing when you click save is we are unchecking the contests. We are checking the top one. We are going and sorting it by the SaberScore that you have. We are applying them in uniques, and then we are putting the lineups into this contest. And then let's say that so then what we're going to do is check contest 2, go and change the SaberScore, apply min uniques, fill these lineups into your contest. So that autofill is just doing that process faster. So the way we did this, right? So, you know, we're on contest 1. We're using 1 SaberScore. Say we're using the big one. Okay, great. We save these lineups to the contest. And then we go check contest 2. Change the SaberScore. Apply min uniques if you have them, and then we save these, and then you do it for lineup 3. It's just doing this process faster is what is happening in autofill. So I hope that makes sense. All right, and then should I be changing that setting for the entry size of the specific contest? Yes, you should be. So in autofill, I would be looking at how many entries are in each contest that you're playing, and setting the SaberScores appropriately. So you could have multiple different options here, and that's totally okay. So I would be doing that too. All right. For NFL, I tried giving late swap a try this week before the late games. Does late swapping replace everyone who hasn't played, or will it leave lineups unchanged that it views as optimal? Not sure if this question has been asked before, as I'm not always able to watch office hours things. Yeah, no problem. So late swap does not force the lineups to change. If, you know, you have one player remaining and, you know, say you had eight players play in the morning and you have one spot available, and right now it's Kyren Williams, right? Late swap does not force SaberSim to change it. All we do is we go and we resample the sims for the games that haven't played. And then we basically look at your lineup. We look at how much salary is left, how many positions are available. We look at the results from the sims that we just got. And then we say, who is the best player to put into this lineup? And if Kyren Williams is still the best option, that is who SaberSim is going to put into the lineup. And that might be just one version of the lineup, right? Because we're building so many swaps per lineup, so many child versions of the parent. So Kyren Williams might be the best the first time, but then the second time, you know, if he's the best, we're going to put the second best option and then the third best option. That's why we're building you different versions of the lineup to give you some optionality, but we are not going to exclude him from the available pool of players to be put in. All right. Good question there. I had this question. How do you add randomness in The Sims? So The Sims by default are going to have what we call sim diversity. So sim diversity, which is this slider here in the settings, this controls how many sims we are using each time we build your lineups. Now, the more sims, think about it like flipping a coin, right? If I flip a coin, heads or tails is a 50% chance of each, right? Well, if I flip a coin 10 times, I might get 8-2. I might get 7-3. The odds of not getting 50-50 are better when your sample size is small. But if I did that experiment 100 times, 1,000 times, 100,000 times, the more and more time, the bigger my sample gets, the closer and closer I'm going to move to 50-50 chance of, or a 50-50 outcome, okay? So I say that to say when we are taking small sims, a small group of sims, every time we build your lineups, which is when sim diversity is high, what can happen in those sims can be a lot different than what happens on the average, right? When sim diversity is at zero, we are using the values in the my projection column to build your lineups. This is how many points the player is scoring in the sims. But when we are using, you know, 9 sim diversity, 10 sim diversity, right? We get this graph for Jordan Mason, right? So like, yeah, his average is, you know, 22-ish points, which is right in this range. But, you know, 2% of the time he's scoring 40. 1% of the time he's scoring almost 50. Like, you can get these outcomes in when you take a small number of sims, it can have a huge effect on the outcome, right? So that is our version of randomness, and we think it's a lot better because we're using the player's actual range of outcomes, and we don't have a top-down sim where we assume all the players are normally distributed first and then apply, you know, this standard deviation to them. We have a play-by-play sim, which is like a ground-up sim, where we come to the range of outcomes last based on all of the inputs. That's why if you go to like baseball and you look at like pitchers versus like batters, their range of outcomes looks so, so different. But if you did want to use randomness, you can go to the gear icon and you can go to optimizer mode. And then you have this add randomness option. And if you want to learn more about this, I would recommend checking out this recent video Jordan did, which I posted this in Discord already, but I want to mention it here for the office hours crowd. So one of our recent videos on our YouTube channel, how to use Saber Sims Optimizer mode. And this will talk plenty about randomness and the different options available to you. So I just dropped that in the YouTube chat for everyone here to see. All right. Keeping it rolling. Couple questions in the YouTube chat. Samuel said, "Hey, Andrew, I tried to recreate what happened yesterday. It looks like it kept looping the initial process when it goes into build, but it worked adding another build. Thought I'd let you know. Better late than never." Okay, perfect. I'm glad that you were able to get that resolved. So thanks for letting me know. Bronson said, "When late swapping, it doesn't matter on the fill order, right? The lineups can only go where they can." Yes, that is correct. So in a late swap, which I'm not sure if I have one here. No, I'm not going to have one here. So in late swap, you're going to notice that the method is going to be grayed out and it's going to say late swap. You're not going to have options because of exactly the reason you said. That lineup is tied to a specific entry where players are already locked. So we don't have the option of randomly assigning them at this point because those games have already started. So in late swap, method is going to be grayed out, and that is totally normal. All right, second question. "I usually fill highest prize pool anyway, but sometimes when a lower contest has a higher chance of winning big, do I fill that one first?" I think that's like a good reason for doing it, right? I would say the answer is yes. And I would say that that's just like a judgment call, but I think you're on the right track by judging like, hey, you know, this contest is doing really good. I want to make sure that the first available swap for this set of players is prioritized. So in that case, I would just move that lineup with the drag and drop feature. Like say you come in here for owner's box, they don't have the prize pool. So I would just sort by fee. And then, you know, maybe the second one is actually better, so then I can just drag and drop it and make that one first. So yes, definitely agree with you that you can pay attention to how your lineups are doing and order them accordingly. All right. Looks like we are caught up so far in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So taking a peek here, looks like we are still caught up, which is great. Awesome stuff. Reminder here that the build review show goes live in about 30 minutes here. So in the meantime, I think we could build some MLB lineups for today. Some little late season MLB action. So if I were building lineups for today's slate, first thing I always want to go and do, check the weather, right? Make sure that no games have like super high postponement risk, different things like that. I would say that, you know, late season MLB, we do our best to stay on top of like pitcher news and stuff like that, but there could always be some edge with pitchers coming up from the minors or players moving from like the bullpen into like a starter role. So like the teams can like see what they're working with for next year. You know, there's a bunch of different things like that. So be aware of some of those things. We do our best to capture them, but you know, if anybody's looking for a source of edge, those are the places I'd be looking. Really quickly before we dive into this, William asked, "Hey Andrew, ROI lineups would only be seen in the ultimate and not the starter. If so, how do I sort by the best lineups without ROI?" Good question. So let's build these lineups here and we'll talk about that. So I'm going to make two projection adjustments. Going to click build lineups. So you're correct that the ROI sorting metric comes from the contest sims, and the contest sims come on the ultimate subscription. So if you are not using that, I would recommend sticking with SaberScore. And SaberScore is our in-house lineup grading metric that we made, really because traditional optimizers use projected score to grade lineups, but we feel that sorting lineups by how they do on average is not a good thing to do in GPP contests where the payout structures are so top-heavy. So what we did is before we had a contest sim tool, we would actually use contest sims for back testing. And that is how we created the SaberScore metrics. So what you can do is you can come in here, you can click this eye icon to see what a SaberScore looks like. And you're going to see that we're using three variables: some projection, 99th percentile, average adjusted ownership. So what we're doing is we're saying, hey, average projection is important, but so is lineup upside, and so is the actual ownership of the players in the lineup. And we're trying to balance all three out. And we think that these are like the three main pillars to having good lineups in DFS contests. And then depending on the size of the contest, the size of the slate, these variables have different weights attached to them. So we think SaberScore is the best option outside of contest sim ROI. I like to say that SaberScore is like the 80-20 of contest sims because it was built using it, but it just casts a little bit of a wider net as to what it all encompasses. You know, and it is encompassing all contest 10K to 50K entries, but it doesn't care so much about like percent to first or whether it's 11,000 versus 49,000. So it is still good, but it just is a little wider umbrella at the end of the day. Samuel said, under contest flashback, does it use live contest instead of the one I use prior to the contest being live? Thanks. So contest flashback, what we do is, like, let's say we go back to yesterday, right? Yesterday, MLB, four-game slate. Go to our contest. So in flashback, what we do, right? Let's say I click on this immaculate inning, right? We are going to go and take all of the 856 actual lineups that were played, and then we are going to run these lineups through our contest sim engine where we are randomly sampling our sims. We're running it 100,000 times, and then we are assigning payouts to the lineups, and then we're ultimately saying, hey, you know, this lineup won more money than it lost, or this lineup lost more money than it won, or vice versa, right? We're applying all of the metrics here. Now, some caveats here, right, are that if you are using custom projections, if you are changing projections, if you're changing team totals, all of that information that you use will not be captured in the contest sim, in the post-contest sim, because these are using our baseline projections to grade lineups. So if you are aggregating projections, if you're changing projections, I would always take the results with a little bit of a grain of salt, where if you are using your actual projections and grading lineups via those, you might grade out slightly better. So just be aware of that difference when using flashback. All right, next question. Is there any way to manually change the projected duplication of a lineup before the sims? Good question. The answer would be no. So basically what the question is for those not following is, it, like, let's say that, you know, we're taking this same contest in question, right? Let's say I go and I pop out the field lineups. The user is asking, hey, can I go and take a lineup that's projected to be duped 15 times in this 10,000 field and say that it's actually projected to be duped 11,000 times, or I'm sorry, not 11,000, instead of 15 times, duped 11 times duped in the field? And the answer is still no, unfortunately. What you would have to do is have your own custom field where you have like your own set of lineups, and then you would be able to control how many times those lineups are duplicated. But it doesn't seem like that's what you're looking for. You're trying to, you know, use like the SaberSim fields, and unfortunately those are like non-editable at the moment. All right, good stuff so far. Let's go back. All right, so I'm going to stick with the SaberScore example, right? So I would be using SaberScore, and then I would still be doing a lot of the same things. The only thing I would be probably changing in my process here is, because I'm using SaberScore, I want to make sure I try and stay in the top like 25 to 50% of my lineups. So the big thing for me is I want to make sure I'm not going too far down in my set. So what I would do is I would scroll down to the bottom. I would start to adjust the min uniques. I'm still going to be looking at this average projection metric, right? Making sure it doesn't change too much. So I'm trying to balance like average projection with like how far down in my pool I'm going and making sure that I'm not sacrificing too much projection or going too far down in my pool. And the reason I mention not going too far down in your pool is because if you have contest sims, well, you're going to notice that you're going to end up trashing like a pretty good chunk of the lineups in your pool. So I'm basically using the information I learned there to say, hey, you know, I want to stay in like the higher end of my pool. That way I could play better lineups that are in theory not going to be negative EV. So here, you know, I'm looking at my exposures, you know, no more than 35% to any one player, including pitchers and batters. My average projection has moved about a point by now. I have mini uniques of 6. I'm at lineup 52 out of 500. That's like top 10% of my pool. I'd be happy with this, right? I'd be good leaving this lineup set alone, saving it, submitting it, and knowing that I have a pretty solid set of lineups. So with SaberScore, you're looking at exposures, looking at leverage, you're looking at uniques, you're looking at aggregate metrics, and then you're also looking at how far down in your pool you're going. If you're on contest sims, you can just set a filter saying, you know, show me lineups with ROI greater than 0. And you can know that you're always going to play positive ROI lineups. With SaberScore, you don't really have that like floor number, unfortunately. So you got to be a little bit more careful with how far down in your pool you're going. So that'd be my best advice there. But all right, looks like we are all set here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Reminder, Build a Review Show going live in about 23 minutes here. So I will see you all then. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.